from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The portion of Scripture for meditation this morning is recorded for us in the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 20, beginning with the 17th verse. This is our Gospel for this fourth Sunday in Lent. You may be seated. Dear friends in Christ, the rules of shotgun are very clear and very simple. The first person to shout shotgun while in view of the car gets to sit in the front seat. That's how the game is played. It's a game that many of us played when we were younger, and perhaps you still play it today. But why do we play that game? What's the big deal about the front seat? Well, obviously, it's the best seat in the car. The most leg room and elbow space, the best view. You don't have to work by driving. You can do other things. And if the driver is nice, you can control the radio or maybe even the heat or the air conditioning. There's a reason why we all fight over that front seat and play that game. Well, that's the problem, isn't it? The fighting and the arguing over that front seat. It seems like an innocent enough game, but really it's just a microcosm of the rest of our lives. We're always fighting for the best spot. The highest accolade, the greatest name. We're selfish. We want what's best for us, and often at the expense of others. But not Christ. No, today we see his selfless act of love for selfish sinners. For he willingly went towards his death, and there he gave up his life as a ransom for us. Now in 2 weeks, we will be celebrating Palm Sunday, the beginning of Holy Week, when Jesus entered to Jerusalem during the last week of his life. But before Jesus could enter Jerusalem on a donkey, first he had to get to Jerusalem. So he made the long trip over several months to get to Jerusalem. Now before our text for today takes place, we see Jesus preaching the gospel on the east side, the other side of the Jordan River. Once he was done preaching, he set his sight towards Jerusalem, up to Jerusalem, up in elevation, some 3,300 feet in elevation. A long, treacherous path, down valleys, up mountains. It was hard work. And Jesus made this long trip with his disciples and a large crowd that was following along with him. And while they were going up to Jerusalem, Jesus pulled his disciples aside to teach them. He once again predicted his death. Now this seems as if it was the third separate time that Jesus predicted his death. He would do it one more on the Tuesday of Holy Week. And each time he gave a little bit more information. This third time is when he first predicted how he was going to die. By crucifixion. Listen to what he tells his disciples. The Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and the teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death and will turn him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and flogged and crucified. On the third day, he will be raised to life. Death by crucifixion was a long and excruciating